Thank you, Chair. So this draft decision is 8/6, and it's included in the document, official document 2020/4, which contains draft decisions by the meetings of the parties to the convention. Like for the other documents, the draft guidance on health and the long-term strategy, this is a covering decision that's needed for the meeting of the parties to adopt a document. The draft decision was prepared by the Bureau. It reiterates the convention being the key instrument, including for establishing rules for domestic and international action in preventing, reducing, and controlling significant adverse impact, and it applies also to nuclear energy. It states that there are public concern in this respect, and the paragraph before states that the MOP is aware that there is intention or consideration or by parties to extend the lifetimes of their existing plants, and then affirming some key principles of the convention that include early and timely notification and transparent and participatory decision making. Affirms the need for legal certainty for the effective application of the convention, and then wishing to assist parties to comply with their obligations in the field of nuclear energy, wishing also to support the work of the implementation committee, and then welcomes the development of the draft guidance by the ad hoc group chaired by Germany and the UK in the first operative paragraph one. Could you scroll down to the operative paragraph one, which then lists all the 29 parties to the convention that had nominated experts to the ad hoc group. Then endorses the guidance in operative para 2. In the para 3, recommends that parties take it into account. In 4, also recommends that the committee consider the guidance when performing its functions. And in 5, calls on parties to widely disseminate the guidance internally to their authorities and relevant stakeholders.